The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God continues speaking to you and our nation here in Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Yes, you will stand before the judge of the entire earth someday, and no, you aren't getting away with it. Whatever it is that you're doing, if it's not pleasing to God, you will answer for it. Yes, my friends, this is for you personally. Most everyone has been ignoring God's warning and repentance message. God is telling you that you will reap what you sow. He says that in many places in the Old and the New Testament. How can we as a nation and as an individual be so naive that we can't see what's causing our problems? God continues here. He says, repent and turn from all your sin, so that iniquity, that is, breaking the law of God, will not be your ruin. Well, iniquity is what has gotten us in the mess we are in. Where are you? Is your life messed up? If so, would you admit what has caused it and change your way and begin to obey your Maker? Verse 31, cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Yes, God is telling us to change our mind, change our heart, change our attitude from disobeying Him to obeying Him. God is speaking to you personally. Will you listen and believe what God says in His words? Sad to say that many who hear the truth, God's word, won't listen because they don't know God's word. You don't study God's word. Maybe you should ask yourself, why don't I study my Bible? Why don't I read my Bible? It is the only book that teaches you how to live your life God's way. It is the only book that teaches you how to have a joyful and a happy life. Hurricane Irene has just slammed the East Coast, and it seems we think all the natural calamities that come on the world and on our nation is the way it's supposed to be. Tropical Storm Lee, a week later, is slamming the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, spinning many tornadoes, dumping 10 to 15 inches of rain, causing much flooding, and who knows how far-reaching Lee's damage will be. Our nation took many blows last winter and spring, weather-wise, and we're still taking them. It should make us wonder how many blows we will be able to stand and still survive as a nation. Has it ever occurred to our political leaders in Washington that something is wrong? Has it ever occurred to you that something is wrong, that there is cause and effect? Yes, that something or someone is causing or sending the calamities on this nation. Did God create man so that he would have to suffer all the evils, such as sickness, disease, broken homes, theft, rape, murder, hunger, starvation, drought, flood, storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, wars, financial problems, and spending time behind bars? Not only that, but locked in your own home at night for fear. Did God create man so that he and his wife would be at each other's throat, fighting, bickering, biting, divorcing, or for kids to be with only one parent, or to be reared by grandparents, or not to even know whom their father is, and often whom their mother is? Did God create man so that he could rear stubborn, rebellious kids, causing parents and society all kinds of trouble and putting a burden on taxpayers to support them behind bars, jails, and prisons, or to live in fear of criminals in your own home? Did God create man just to see him suffer as we know suffering today, and as this whole earth has known suffering ever since Adam and Eve? The first human beings created on the earth were kicked out of their paradise, the Garden of Eden. Why were they kicked out? Because they disobeyed God. They sinned, and they began to suffer right away for their sins. So they and the whole world continued to sin and continued to suffer until sin and suffering became so severe that God put a stop to it by the worldwide flood. Shortly after the flood, some picked up on the way of the people before the flood, and sins have been on the increase and multiplying ever since. So has suffering. We need to understand that God did not create man to watch him suffer. We should understand that sin is a breaking of God's law and is what brings suffering. 1 John 3:4 says this, "Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law, that is, the law of God. For sin is the transgression of the law." And that means the Sabbath as well, my friends. When you don't obey the word of God, you are asking for trouble, and you get it. God did not create man to watch him suffer by all the evils we are living in and have brought on ourselves. God intended man to live by the word of God so he would have a good life. We have rejected God's word and his way of life because there is temporary pleasure in the way of Satan, and that's a course we have chosen. And we are still on that course, and it is leading us to the brink of all life being erased from the earth. We aren't as far from that moment as you may think. Governments are being toppled around the earth, prisons filled and running over, and America have more people in jails and prison than any other nation on earth. Why is that? Is it because we're the most populated nation on earth? No, of course not. We are a long ways from being that. So maybe it's because we have made more criminals than any other nation. Just maybe it's because we have rejected the God of Israel. Yes, it's because we have rejected God's law that he gave to us to live by. We have rejected his word and his way of life. Yes, that is the reason. And our leaders should think about where we are and how we got there. Our political and our religious leaders, our parents, schools, colleges, and businesses should as well. All we would have to do to find the answer is look into the word of God with the attitude of wanting to obey it, being willing to obey God's word. The answer to all our problems are there. The solution to all our problems is there as well. But we're too haughty, vain, and proud for that. We think we're smart enough. We actually think we're smarter than God, and we don't need him to lead us and guide us and direct us in our life. Is that the way you think? I hope not, because this world, including our nation, is in for a big surprise. God is stripping us, America, and the British people of the birthright blessings we have enjoyed. You can expect our problems to escalate for the nation as a whole and individually unless we do as God has commanded, and that is to repent of our many sins and turn to God in obedience to his word and to his law. Notice what Paul was inspired to write in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Paul is saying we are unwise if we don't understand what the will of the Lord is. That scripture is up to date. God tells us we are wise to do evil, but to do good we have no knowledge, meaning knowledge to live by the word of God that produces the blessings that we want. God blesses for obedience. God also curses for disobedience. Which one are we receiving? My friend, it grieves me very much to see our nation living under and with so many curses. It grieves me to see our nation losing God's blessings and God's protection. I hope it does you, and all our religious and political leaders as well. But I fear we are fulfilling this prophecy which God inspired the prophet Amos to pen almost 3,000 years ago. Notice what God had to say to our forefathers, ancient Israel, just a few years before they were taken captive by the Assyrian Empire. And my friend, that is for us today. It is a prophecy for the end time nations of Israel today. It is up to date. In Amos chapter 6, verse 3, "Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near. Yes, woe to those that doesn't even give it a thought as to the fact we are in the very last days of man's rule on the earth and that these end-time curses are coming on a stubborn and rebellious nation that has turned their back on their Creator and go on with their life as though everything is well. Continuing here, verse 4, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall. Yes, those that continue to live the American dream, or try to at least, ignoring the problems and the cause of the problems and the curses that we're living under. Now notice verse 6. Who drank wine from bowls, anoint yourselves with the best ointment, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph, the United States, and the British people. And when God says woe to anyone, that means severe trouble. Severe problems are going to come upon them. That means they are going to pay severely. What we ought to be doing is fasting, praying, and repenting, asking for God's forgiveness of ignoring Him for so many years and begin obeying His laws and call on the whole nation to do so. Well, God says our leaders and the whole nation will pay. God also says it will be a very tough payday. And I can assure you that we are already in that day of reaping what we have and are sowing. It will not be a pretty picture for America from here on. Listen to that, my friends. I want you to understand that God says it will not be a pretty picture for America from here on until the end, unless we turn to our Maker and repent as God calls upon us to do. God says we are going to pay. You and our leaders should be so broken up and grieving for America that we would rush to our knees in sincere repentance for sinning against our God and begin calling on God for His mercy and guidance and deliverance from our severe curses. Nothing short of this is going to save our nation. There has to be a change of heart, mind, and attitude, just as God has told us in Ezekiel 18, verse 31. Notice this again, what God said. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? God is saying, change your heart, your mind, and your attitude from following Satan's way, living in the pleasure of sin, and turn to Him. Change your heart, your mind, and your attitude from disobedience to God to begin to obey God. God says that in many other places as well. Ezekiel is speaking to the house of Israel, the end-time house of Israel, the United States and the British people, you and me and the nation of England and other nations of Israel. But so you know what our leaders are doing. They are living high on the hog, the American dream. They don't see, or perhaps don't want to see, the handwriting on the wall for America. If enough people in America would repent wholeheartedly, rend our hearts, not our garments, God would save our nation. And that's the only way that our nation is going to be saved, my friends. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you'd like to understand more about what's coming on America and what is happening to America today and what you can do and what you should be doing, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, and request our free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And all you need to do, just call us, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you can go online, order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.